Before we get into today's Reddit stories, I first of all need to tell you about one of my other favorite Reddit podcasts out there, the OKOP Show. If you guys are looking for even more daily Reddit content, then the OKOP Show with John and Sam is perfect for you. Just search for the letters OKOP wherever you get your pods.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You know how there are people that are genuinely shocked by the consequences of their words and actions, even when those words and actions have such obvious consequences? Well, that is exactly what I'm going to be looking at in today's video. This is Oh No Consequences, and it's unbelievable. Let's get into it. Okay, so the title of this, posted on r/Oh No Consequences, is I had an affair and don't want my husband to know, with the rolling eyes emoji. But the actual title of the original post is this: the guy I, a 31-year-old woman, am sleeping with, a 39-year-old man, is feeling guilty and wants to tell our spouses. How do I let him know it does more harm than good? I know this looks bad, but I just want people to know that this is out of character for me. I don't cheat, and I used to despise cheaters, but now I see it as more complicated than I gave it credit for. My husband Chris is the world's number one husband. I don't care what anyone says. We've been together since we were both sophomores in college. We are both 31. We got married when we were 25 and have a 4-year-old. We had a great marriage. He gave me attention, great sex, responsible, and companionship. A couple of years ago, things started getting rocky. My husband's dad was diagnosed with cancer. Thank God, he's in remission now. That being said, throughout the time my father-in-law was getting treatment, it stressed out Chris so much. He became less interested in sex and was understandably down because of it. This led to me feeling neglected, not just with sex, but the companionship as well. This led me to my old co-worker, Evan. Evan and I bonded because he was also neglected by his wife. They had triplets, and it's understandable that it can be busy and stressful. Heck, when I had my one baby, that was a lot. Still, that's no excuse to neglect your partner. We were in an unimaginable situation. We both love our spouses, but we needed some affection and found it with each other. We weren't going to risk losing the love of our lives. Now recently, he decided to consider violating my privacy and telling my husband. The reason is he feels guilty and he's going to tell his wife. I feel guilty too, but that would cause more pain and he has no right to decide if that's best between my husband and I. He's feeling down because his wife gave him a very thoughtful gift, a rare card or something. And he thinks and said that he's been very neglectful to the family. He said we owe it to them to tell them the truth. I can't agree at all. Yes, the affair should end. That being said, telling my husband is horrible. He just started going back to normal. It would cause more pain to expose him to our selfishness. Okay, well, at least finally at the end of this post, she admits to doing something negative, using the word selfishness. Finally, I was half expecting her not to even say anything like that, show no remorse at all throughout this, and continue to act like the victim somehow through her own cheating because her husband's dad has cancer. So odd. I mean, at least the guy that you're cheating with has actually stepped up and is gonna admit this to his family. The fact that you're not doing the same is a disgrace, but it's just ridiculous. Oh, please, Reddit. I don't know what to do. I'm cheating on my husband, but he's made me do it through the trauma that he's going through, and I'm never gonna tell him. That would make things even worse for him. That would be even worse than cheating on him in the first place. It's insane. It's actually a bit annoying. I would have loved to see the comments on this underneath, but the post, as you can probably imagine, has been deleted and we're just left with screenshots. Okay, now time for our next post. Now, this was originally posted to r/confessions with the title, "The group chat between me and the boys got leaked. The consequences have been extreme." Me and my buddies use Discord a ton, and we have a server we made with just us in it, and we post tons of offensive jokes and memes, pictures of girls we've dated or hooked up with, no nudes, we're not that disrespectful, boasts of trolling we've done, etc. Well, this guy Derek got into our circle of friends on our main server, and we thought that Derek was a cool dude, so we invited him to join. all 8 of us actually liked the dude, and he seemed chill and thought he'd fit in. However, instead this jerk screenshotted everything, as in literally stuff going back 5+ years, then shared it all in our community, exposing us. A lot of people are annoyed. One girl my buddy dated briefly is furious that raunchy text messages she sent were in there too. A couple of people we made fun of by photoshopping pictures of them are super angry too. There's also a ton of Israel, Palestine and Russia, Ukraine memes that people thought were in poor taste. I wonder why. Now a bunch of people think we're all just terrible people and don't want to be our friends anymore. But there's a good few people who actually want to join at least, lol. Either way, if you're reading this, you're a suck up, Derek. A pathetic mama's boy who decided to leak stuff to make dudes who called you brother look bad. F you. Well, listen, I could sit here and say that this is a terrible thing to do and this was so obvious, but I'm going to be honest, this has literally happened to me. And look, I don't know how that makes you guys think of me as a person, but this is similar to something that I did back when I was much younger, much more immature, not making excuses, but me and my friends had a similar sort of thing and it didn't get leaked, but you know, we realized that it was a terrible thing to be doing later on. That kind of makes it a tough one for me to sit here and like, you know, just abuse this guy and say, oh my God, you're an idiot, because I did it as well. So I don't know. It's still a terrible thing to do. And I hope that this guy learns from it in the same way that I have done. And just know now that anything you ever post on the internet, even if it's in a private group chat, is always on the internet somewhere, first of all. And second of all, is only one screenshot away from being out in the public anyway. What's kind of funny is this person saying, now a bunch of people think we are just terrible people. You might not be a terrible person, but your actions were definitely terrible. And that's something that I had to learn as well. I mean, I'm not saying I did stuff that was as bad as this or share stuff that's as bad as this. And I don't know about Israel, Palestine and Ukraine, Russia memes, but it was definitely stuff that we wouldn't have liked to be made public. But you know, you learn these things and I hope this guy learns as well. All right, let's move on to the next post. This was originally posted to r/AmITheJerk with the title, Am I the Jerk for refusing to cook for my family despite cooking for myself and saying they deserve to go hungry? Now this has been cross-posted onto r/OhNoConsequences and the person that did this has changed the title to, Let me insult the person cooking for me. Why won't they cook for me now? So, I, a 16-year-old boy, still live with my family, obviously. I have chores just like my siblings, but something I do for fun and because I love and have a passion for it is cooking. I started cooking for myself 3 years ago. I enjoy making my own breakfast and dinner and even lunch if I have no school. My parents saw that I was cooking more and they added that to my list of chores because mum said they didn't want to waste food and dad said it was rude to cook for only one person. And I didn't mind cooking for everyone, but they were so freaking ungrateful, my siblings and parents alike. Complaints I got were, too spicy, wanted potatoes instead of rice, wanted rice instead of noodles, wanted beef instead of chicken, wanted something plain instead of spicy, wanted no veggies, wanted a more veggie-focused meal, wanted lasagna instead of pasta bake, didn't want soup, didn't like the flavour of soup, didn't want something sweet, wanted something sweet, changed mind and wanted meat well done, wanted more kinds of potatoes, the list goes on. None of this was constructive either. It was whining and complaining, and I did start out asking what I should do, but everyone wanted something different, and I'm still in school. I can't spend 6 hours cooking dinner on a school night so that my siblings can have pizza, fries, nuggets, tacos, and my parents can have steak and potatoes and gravy and all the trimmings, or none of the trimmings, but 5 different kinds of potatoes. I even made a weekly meal plan for a while and they wouldn't complain until after they ate it. I spoke to my family about the way they were behaving and my mum told me that's the reality of cooking for a family. She said my siblings and dad had always been like that with her. I pointed out that I hadn't been and she just said that that was part of life. I said to her then, so she's decided to treat me worse than I treated her? And she told me I was being difficult, but I told her no, she was taking everyone else's behaviour out on me. A few times, my dad or one of my siblings would say I wasn't a very good cook and they hated eating my food. So I said I wouldn't cook anymore and dad and mum would get annoyed and my siblings would call me lame. So I stopped cooking for them. I cook just for me again and my parents are furious. They all come home hungry and I have nothing ready for them, not even my siblings. My parents told me it's disrespectful and I cannot continue, and I said they were all the disrespectful and ungrateful ones, trashing all over what I made for them. They told me I shouldn't be okay with letting them go hungry, but I said they all deserve to go hungry. My parents said it was a disgusting attitude and they grounded me for 2 weeks. So, Am I the Jerk? Well, there you go. Now you see why the title has been changed by the person that cross-posted it onto r/ohnoconsequences. If you insult the person that is cooking for you, you cannot be shocked when they no longer want to cook for you and don't want to do it. Also, they're 16. So, like, come on. What is this person supposed to do? Create a menu and you know, have a bunch of sous chefs helping them out, ready to go 6 hours every night when everyone comes back from work and school? No, you should just be appreciative of somebody cooking for you, no? Like, it's not up to you to decide what you want to eat. I guess even at the start, OP was nice enough to say, you know, let me know what you want. But surely, ultimately, you should just be happy with anything that's being prepared for you. And just say, yeah, this is great. I don't have to cook and someone's doing it for me. Thank you so much.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now for our next post, also an r/AmItheJerk one. Am I the jerk for throwing my rings in the ocean after my husband told me he had an affair, even though it was a prank? This is the dumbest thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life. This past Sunday, my husband and I, he is 29 and I'm a 27-year-old woman, were on our boat together. We were just relaxing and talking and having a good morning. All of a sudden, my husband gets really serious and tells me, "Baby, I'm so sorry, but I have to tell you something. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I had an affair." For context, my husband thinks he's a comedian. He says dumb trash all the time, but he's never joked about our marriage or relationship or cheating ever. The way he said it, I fully believed him. I was blinded by rage and hurt, and I'm not a confrontational person at all. So all I did was stand up, take my rings off, and throw them into the ocean. I don't even know why I did it. It was just the first thing I thought of doing. My husband's jaw hit the floor. He immediately started to yell at me that it was a joke, he wasn't serious, and that I was an idiot. My jaw dropped then too. I yelled at him too and called him the same. I cried too, realizing I just threw my lovely and sentimental rings into the ocean. We've been arguing for days. He says I'm a jerk, I say he's the jerk, and I have no idea who's right. Yes, admittedly, I threw about $10,000 worth of rings into the ocean and will never find them again, but he looked me in the eyes and told me he had an affair. I'm upset about my rings. I've apologized for throwing them, but I just don't feel like the jerk. Yeah, that's because you're not OP. I mean, you're just not at all. It's ridiculous to think that you're the jerk for having that sort of response when your husband tells you that he's cheating on you or has cheated on you. Obviously, you're going to be annoyed, panicking, in shock, and you could feasibly do something like this. This is a pretty, actually, to be fair, normal response, I'd imagine, to this. Especially given that you've said you're not someone that is just going to go screaming and shouting. Yeah, this would be one of like a very few number of responses I'd expect if I was your husband here and I was telling you this. I mean, it's an obvious thing to say, but your husband is obviously the jerk for doing this prank. I mean, how is it? Pranks are supposed to be funny, guys. They are. I thought that was like one of the main things about a prank, is that it's meant to be funny and not like, you know, take the piss out of someone. Just be a good, you know, old-fashioned party, little fun time for everyone involved, where everyone laughs and thinks, oh, that was really funny. Not, oh, my whole life is crumbling before my eyes and I've just chucked away $10,000 worth of jewelry. Right, now for our final post of this episode. OP loses her best friend and husband over a DNA test. In brackets, not what you think. Okay, so one of my best friends had a kid 3 years ago. She said it was a one-night stand, and later the guy expressed no interest in being a dad, so she raised her son herself. No one's ever seen this guy, not even me. The issue is this. This kid looks extremely like my husband, like to an insane degree. The hair color, eyes, face, everything. He's even been out with my friend and her son, and people have mistaken him to be the dad before. Needless to say, for 3 years now, I've had my suspicions, but I've not said anything. My husband is also close to my friend, and the timeline works out. We were all living almost in the same neighborhood around the time she got pregnant. Over the past year, it's really eaten at me. I see the resemblance growing more and more. It doesn't help that my friend refuses to show me a picture of her son's biological father, no matter how much I asked. It kept spiraling until I had a meltdown and confronted both of them, saying that I'll pack up and leave if I don't see a paternity test. Long story short, my friend got one, but said our friendship is over. The test says my husband isn't the father. I feel so ashamed to lose my friend, but I thought my husband would slightly understand, since even he sees the obvious resemblance between him and this kid. But he's moved out for the time being, and I'm worried this is the end of our marriage. So am I the jerk for insisting on that test? I honestly felt like I had no other choice. The resemblance was unavoidable, and it was eating at me so much that no amount of therapy could help. I thought my husband would understand my fears, most of all, given my history with past cheating exes. Did I F up, and how badly? I mean, there's no doubt about it. OP did screw up here, but I don't know, not horribly. She probably just got in her own head and was just negatively spiraling, and it got worse and worse in her own mind. The real problem here is that OP didn't just kind of early on go to her husband and say, I know this sounds completely crazy, but please ease my mind. Did this happen? And if you weren't happy with the response, then you just go from there. Rather than blowing up at both your husband and your friend and then demanding that they both get a test, that was just a step too far. I think there were so many other things you could have done before you got to that extreme point, which has caused you to lose your best friend and, yeah, potentially even your husband. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you want more Oh No Consequences straight away, check out this video on screen, also linked down below. If you're new to the channel, hit the subscribe button for daily Reddit content, and I'll see you guys all tomorrow with some more.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.